Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is JJ and Joanne, and one of the things we've taken note is local restaurants are having a hard time, not only here in the Detroit area, but all over the state of Michigan, in fact, all over the country. So we thought maybe we could help out by explaining and exposing some of these businesses who have alternative methods of making money.
Absolutely. You can't eat in the restaurants, but they're still providing meals another way. We've got Liz Jerjai on the phone with us right now. She is the owner of the Rochester Brunch House. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. I was actually, this is just sort of a test call to see if you guys were open today.
We are open.
How are you bearing up under all of this?
Geez, I think just like everybody else, you know, this is definitely the unknown and just trying to figure things out and make the right decisions. But
how do you even know what to order? How much, how many eggs to buy? How much bread to get? All of that stuff. That's got to be a logistical nightmare.
I mean, you know, it is. It is. We're doing our best, I'm sure, just like everybody else, just trying to, you know, gauge everything and figure things out. It's unfortunate, but I think working together, staying positive, you know, and the community support, I think, will help us get through this.
All right. So you mentioned community support, and that's what we're just trying to advocate here, is for people to support local businesses who are closed for eat-in service. But like in your case, you're still open for delivery and pickup, correct?
Yes. We are. We're doing local delivery. We have curbside pickup. And then, obviously, you can just come in and you can place a carryout as well.
What has the community support been like for you? Are people ordering from you?
People are ordering from us. However, you know, being a brunch restaurant, I don't think we've done carryout always. And I don't think a lot of people knew that we did carryout.
Well, they're going to know now. I guarantee you that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right.
So it's a very different sort of situation.
I'm looking at your website right now, as a matter of fact, and it's making me hungry because the photographs of the food you guys serve, and I have been there before, and I'm thinking you might be in my 3-mile radius here. What's your delivery area? I might be calling up for breakfast in a few minutes.
Well, we can make that happen for you. Definitely.
Oh, okay. Right, how about Southfield? Maybe not. Okay.
That's a little far away. I think that's a little far away.
I think so. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we wish you just the best of luck at the Rochester Brunch House.
Thank you so much, and, you know, thanks for doing what you guys are doing to help support, you know, small businesses, and hopefully everybody, you know, keeps their head up and stays positive, and we'll be okay. We'll make it through.
Awesome.
I'll say to you what we say to everybody else. We're all in this together.
Absolutely. Have a good day.